This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
We were saddened last week to announce Cokie Roberts died from complications of breast cancer. She was 75. She, of course, is well known for her work on the ABC television network, and she is considered one of the founding mothers of NPR. NPR's Nina Totenberg called Roberts the personification of human decency. She also called Cokie the always polite political reporter, willing to ask the impolitic question if necessary. Raj, you suggested we discuss Cokie Roberts today on Shop Talk. What are some of your thoughts or memories regarding her work?
I think one of the things that is I want to talk to you about is, you know, politics is an arena that's dominated by men. And imagine a woman breaking into that particular area and field. And I mean, this one thing I really like about Cokie is she was able to crack the code and, you know, be with the men and talk about politics when talking about politics was only, to a certain elite group of men. And she definitely was giving women an opportunity that if we really have faith, we can make it to the top. But my other concern is she is just one person. But what about the hundreds of other women who are trying to make it big? So we also need to look at the bigger picture that, of course, yeah, Cokie has done a phenomenal thing for journalism and she proved that women can really make it to the top. But we also must consider that there are many other women journalists who are trying and they don't get as much as attention as Cokie has got.
Yeah, well, you mentioned politics or political journalism was dominated by men. It was just the world of journalism in general, I think, when she broke in, was dominated by men who all had the deep baritone. It was white males with deep baritones. And and I think she made it possible for women and others who did not sound just like white males with deep baritones. I mean, I don't have those type of Joe broadcasting pipes. Raj, I don't think you do. And, you know, Will, the newspaper guy on this panel, is probably the guy with the best radio pipes.
Well, thank you, Rich. I don't know about that. But in talking about Cokie Roberts, she personified, you know, journalism. She personified professionalism. And it's interesting, looking at her bio, interesting her upbringing. She was the daughter of a long-serving representative in Congress. And could have obviously gone that way, had the intellect and the know-how to become a representative. But she went the other way. She wanted to be a part of the Fourth Estate. She wanted to be a part of that those gatekeepers, those that question our lawmakers. And she was fearless. She was rugged. She was determined. I especially appreciated for her in remembering her role as on ABC News Sunday morning shows. She always had the knowledge. She had the historical knowledge. She brought lots of intellect and know-how to the job. And I especially remember some regular segments on NPR where it would be an Ask Cokie Roberts segment where she was the expert and could tell you, what does this mean when lawmakers or senators or congressmen do this or take this action and so on and so forth? And she had, of course, that memory bank and that institutional knowledge to draw back from and to talk about that and talk about so eloquently and so knowledgeably. I think that's what I remember most about her.
She definitely did not just coast on her background or upbringing.
No, not at all. She was someone who was tried and true, tested. And as you said in introducing her, she was very personable. She was very humane. But she asked the tough questions. And I think that's she set an example that I think more of us, especially today, need to follow and need to reflect on.
Well, the RTDNA wrote one of the many articles about her and mentioned some of the examples she set, such as be a mentor to and advocate for those less powerful in the newsroom. And I think that's really important. And this was mentioned in an NPR piece, too, the idea that work matters, but family comes first. And she certainly put a lot of time into the job, as many journalists do. But she also made sure there was time set aside for the family and that the Sunday night dinner mattered to her. And Don't interrupt her with work when she is spending time with the family.
Yeah, she was a wife and a daughter and a loving family member. And she and her husband Steve had a column, the syndicated column they wrote for mm-hmm. years together. And so they were a great power couple. But she, especially for her her contribution to journalism, but also just her example that she set as being a family member and someone mm-hmm. that contributed to their community and to this industry.
I think she met her husband in the summer of 1962 or 1960s.
Right.
And they've been married for so many years. They had two kids. But also we have to look at the ground realities. You know, imagine, you have a family and you have to make it to be a powerful journalist. I think that's, again, it's kind of a dynamic of family politics. You know, women are supposed to take care of the kids and take care of the family, and the men are supposed to do other stuff. And, as a teacher who has experience working in the East Coast and in the South, I see there's a lot of women are being trained to be a journalist, but how many of actually are making to the top post, senior post? Mm-hmm. That's a kind of a sad situation. If you take right. a byline of any newspapers, I was reading an article in England in about 2012 or 2013, 90% of the byline are for men. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the front page. Mm-hmm. So you have an enduring stereotype that women only write about lifestyle and all about the features and all those things. They don't talk about like hard matters like what Cookie did, right? The thing is, even though female or women, they have a lot of potential to make it to be the top senior post, how many people make it like Cookie? So that's kind of the stereotype which I think needs to be also broken. And this is a time we also have to remember that, there are people who have set the standards. And definitely, if you really are consistent and persistent, women can make it to the top and senior posting in any journalism field.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to your original point, Raj, about how the field of political reporting was dominated by men. And I'm sure there were attempts to just pigeonhole her into lifestyle type of reporting, but she had the political knowledge, certainly growing up in the environment she did. She had the knowledge and the background to push ahead and prove herself and become the person we all grew to really admire.
Absolutely. And, when you have this, it's not too far-fetched to say this good old boy networks. I mean, that does still prevail in some sentiments today. But we have to make sure that we're covering and giving access to all people and all folks that want to get into this kind of business, but especially covering public affairs. Because when we don't do that and we don't give that access and those different perspectives that different folks from different diverse walks of life can provide us, then we're certainly limiting ourselves. And Cookie certainly bust through that as a longtime correspondent in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, the idea of bringing diversity to news does not just mean interviewing a diverse range of people, but also right. having a diverse range of people asking those questions.
Absolutely. And you needed that kind of perspective, and you needed it was time for that to happen. It's long been since due, and we need just more of that. And we don't need to limit that, as Rajvi's been saying.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.